Blog Talk Radio.
Protected in his arms, never did.
Today, the show is about God and it's about you. Please feel free to just be yourself and share in ministry about what it is that you do and the calling on your life and your music ministry.
Well, to God be the glory. Let me say that first, first and foremost. And I'm just so honored that, you know, God has allowed me to enter into this season of my life and ministry. I have been singing for years. I know over 30 years, and you know, for this to be, I guess you could say, the appointed time in which He has allowed me to be able to release my first single. We are currently working on the actual album. I'm just so honored, so blessed. Like I said, because for years I wondered and was waiting for this opportunity to come, and it's finally here. So I am truly just blessed. That's all I can say, is blessed. And God, He never ceases to amaze me. And I mean, every day I have a breathless moment where He reveals to me, you know, something else, or even with you and I crossing paths, you know, just allows me. Allows my voice and my ministry to be heard. My prayer was that God allow my ministry to reach the masses, and it's through you, with women of God such as yourself, that these things are being made possible. So I truly am honored, and again, just truly blessed.
Amen. Amen. Wow. I have to say, listening to you have a uniqueness about your voice and when you sing. And I know there's a lot of, you know, people who minister through song and do different things with their music, but you're definitely one of those who will have a signature to what you do. And I just thank God for, you know, what you're doing and how you're just being so humble through this whole season, even though it's been such a long wait. I just thank God for you and just being here. Share with us a little bit about the process. I know sometimes we, you know, like you said, you feel a certain kind of way in the process, not knowing what God, you know, will or won't allow. But share with us when you knew that things were about to start rolling for you.
Well, when I knew things were really going to start rolling, honestly, is when my husband began to, and at the time, he and I were just dating, but he said, you know, I see something in you. You have a gift. And, you know, it's something that I've learned being on this journey, that is, you know, sometimes, you know, and I'm not saying that it's, you know, something that people do intentionally or even if there's, like, any ill will, but sometimes, you know, because I spent a lot of my musical career singing with others and helping other people on their projects and, you know, and so on and so on. And, you know, and sometimes, because of that, you know, you kind of get stuck in that mode, you know, for lack of a better term. And like I said, it's not that it's done intentionally and that people don't want to see you, you know, move forward and be blessed. It's just that's what people are used to you doing. And honestly, that's what I got used to doing. So, you know, for him to come and say to me, you know, you have a gift, you know, and your gifting, you know, I know you've helped a lot of people along the way, but it's time for you to step out and do what thus saith the Lord. I said, wow, you know, and it was at that point I'm like, okay, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, that I just truly believe that you will definitely, you know, order my steps, that you will straighten the pathway, you know what I'm saying? You will make it plain for me. And yeah, he just began to do that. He began to open doors, you know, where people would just call and say, hey, I don't mind, you know, working on your project. I don't mind, you know, doing this for you. Oh, yeah, you know, Clarice, I will work with you. I'll work with you. And I just believe that, you know, anything that's ordained by God, you know, he definitely will, he will order your steps. You know, he'll give you favor among men. And I just believe that was when I knew then that it was my season. It was time for me, you know, to begin doing what I believe I was purposed to do, and that was, you know, to do a solo project and have, you know, a solo artist career.
Amen, amen. tell us about your husband, because I know he's very supportive. I can tell by the conversation, you know, just briefly through our messages about how he feels about you and your project and just about your relationship with the Lord. He mentioned in one of the messages he knew that this was Kingdom Connected. So I'm definitely honored, you know, that he trusts me enough to even consider you coming on, because I do believe that spouses, you know, do have a say-so with what their other partners do. And thank God he trusted this ministry for you to come on and share. So share with us about the ministry of marriage and living your life with the Lord, with your husband.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if I could say everything that is on my heart, in my mind, on my thoughts, we would be talking until tomorrow. I'm just going to be honest. but to sum it up, I have to say, you know, just again reflecting on life itself, and you know, life will teach you a lot, and just, you know, experiences in life, you know, I guess for me it was about God giving me double for my trouble, giving me beauty for my ashes. You know, I have a story, and my husband has a story, but it was something about when we came together, just, you know, as friends. I don't know. I mean, he's a kind man. He's a man of God, a man of his word. He is truly my best friend. And like I said, he saw something in me that I really didn't see in myself, and I'm very thankful to him, because he did see in me things, something that I didn't see in myself, and I do believe it's because of the God in him that he was able to identify with the Spirit of God within me. We have a, I guess you could say, we call it a modern day Brady Bunch. You know, because he had children and I had children prior to our union. And so, I mean, we've just been spending a lot of time just learning each other and ministering together. Again, right now we're even in a season where we're just like, okay, Lord, what are you up to? Because we work together in ministry. And, I mean, it's something that neither one of us really planned on. But, I mean, hey, it was God. It was God's timing. So right now, like I said, we're working in ministry together, and we're watching each other grow. And, you know, just, I don't know, I'm thankful to him. I'm thankful that God blessed me with him, because, again, he is truly a blessing. He is, as far as I'm concerned, he is every woman's desire, in my opinion, because he is just that kind of man. And I do. I honor him as my husband. I honor him as the head of my house. And I'm just thankful. I'm grateful.
Amen. And just to let you know, you feel free to bless the Lord, have your way. This is not the kind of radio that is, you know, where you can have to be unsure about what to do. We give God room on this minute, in this ministry.
Amen.
Right here. So anytime you feel the prompting of the Lord to just give him a hallelujah and a thank you, Jesus, you go right ahead. And we just enjoy God on this ministry show. It's just beautiful. I've been in the presence of the Lord before I got on the show, and I just know the encounter is just amazing, about the people that come on the ministry and that give me the time that they do. And, you know, as again, thank you for just being here with me and just sharing the awesomeness of God through your family, your songs, and your ministry. Tell me about the song, the title. I didn't get a chance to upload it, so I apologize for that. But I do, play it again. And it's called On My Journey. So tell us about how that song came about.
Well, initially, On My Journey, it is an old hymn that a gentleman sang at a church that I used to play for. I am also minister music for the AME Zion conference. Actually, at the time, I was playing for a different conference, and it was in that conference that I heard this gentleman sing this song, On My Journey. And honestly, it actually took me, I would say within the last couple of months, I believe that I have really come into an understanding of that title on my journey. For me, at this point, it has begun to minister to me, basically in, I guess what I could say is, because the title on my journey, it says, okay, for me, I'm living my life because I want to live again. I want to see Jesus one day. So that song, like I said, like I was saying, and pardon me for not having my words together, but it has begun to minister to me in the sense of, okay, Clary, do you really understand the words that you're singing? Yeah, I sang these songs initially because I thought that it was a good idea to remake the song, and we did that. But at the same token, are you able to really, really hear the words that you're singing? Can you really relate to what it is that you're saying? Because, I mean, I need to be able to minister the song. I need to be able to understand the meaning of the song. And so I'm saying all that because, like I said, it's only been within the last couple of months that I've truly, truly begin to listen to the words of my very own song, and they actually minister to me. I want to be more like Christ. I want Christ to live in me because one day I do want heaven to be my home. And so the inspiration of that song, like I said, came from a gentleman that I met in Fayetteville, North Carolina. But at this point in my life, it is truly about making heaven my home. And I want people all over the world to understand that, you know, it's okay to be saved. It's okay to love the Lord, no matter your age, no matter, you know, your sex or whatever. If you're single, if you're married, it's okay to love the Lord. And it's okay to tell people that I'm living my life to live again, that I'm living my life to emulate that of Christ. I'm living my life because I want Christ to be pleased with what I do and what I say. So, henceforth, we have on my journey.
Amen. Absolutely. You know, I heard you say that you and your husband both had children before your union. Talk to us about blended families. In my past, I also had that experience too, and it's not always easy. But share with us some of the pleasures of blended families.
Well, one thing I will say, blended families, for whatever reason, I find that it has become more of a norm. You know, it's used to be a time, you know, blended families were the minority, but I'm finding that it is more of a majority now, just about anywhere you go, regardless of if you're black or white, you know, Hispanic or whatever, your race may be. It has its moments, you know, because, you know, you're trying to blend together different people, worlds, different personalities, you know, and sometimes those blended families don't always make everybody happy. You know, I had to find that out for myself. But what I will say has been rewarding is the fact that, again, I'll say my husband, he is a true man of God. And because of that, you know, there are times that, you know, he and I have gone in prayer on situations. Or, you know, there are times that he'll say to me, we will get through this together. And to me, those positive words mean a lot. They go a long way, you know, whenever you're in a situation that you're not used to being in. Because, again, I mean, it's new. It's, you know, blended families is not like someone gives you a handbook, you know, that tells you, hey, this is what you need to do when you're in a blended family. It's just like raising children. You don't get a handbook on how to raise them. But I do believe because of our relationship with God that it helps makes it easier, you know, for us to live and be positive for the kids and allow them to see us communicating and loving each other as a husband and wife should. Not only that, but then also the fact that that we stand together and the kids see us united, then, you know, they understand that, hey, you know, okay, I can't play them against each other. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes, you know, that comes with as well. You know, and so, yeah, it's had its moments, but I must say it's truly been a blessing. It's taught me to be, it's humbled me. It's been a humbling experience. Like I said, you know, just because of everything that's going on, and I will say that it has really made me grow. You know, it's grown me as a mother, as a stepmom, you know, as a wife, you know, as the head of my house and as my daughter's first role model. You know, it's really grown me.
Amen. You are doing a fabulous job too.
Yes,
absolutely. You are just doing an amazing job. I appreciate, you know, just the willingness to share. You know, we don't get too personal. We just, you know, want to know certain things that you, you know, have testimonies and accomplishments about. And it is a blessing to hear you and share with us across the world, you know, different things that God is doing. Tell us what your family does for fun. I know sometimes we do ministry, you know, we do different things, but then we get out, we have fun, we try to do things as a family. What do you guys do?
Wow, what do we do for fun? Well, fishing is one thing that we like to do. My husband is from the big town of Wilmington, North Carolina, Port City. And down there, that's just about what everybody does for fun. So I have learned how to fish. And therefore we'll go out with the youngest kids and fish with them. Actually, ironic that you should ask what we do for fun, because tonight, as I am speaking with you, I am driving to the Dean Smith Center here in North Carolina, where we will partake in a North Carolina basketball game. So that's where we're headed right now. We are a sports family. We like football. We like, you know, basketball. We had two boys. Two of our boys actually played football this past season. So, and then we had one daughter that was cheerleading. Actually, both daughters cheerlead, but only one was cheerleading this year. So, we make time. I'm not gonna say we find time, because truth of the matter, we find time to do what we want to do. So we make time to make sure that we get in some type of family time. Sometimes it may just be a good movie. A lot of times the kids play these, and correct me if I'm wrong, they play these video games. I don't know, it's a PS3 or something like that.
The PlayStation. Mm-hmm.
And yes. They get in there and they play them video games. Now that's where they lose me at, because I'm old, and I'm old school. So now you give me some Pac-Man or some Donkey Kong, or, you know what I'm saying, some of them games from back then, then I might can hang with you, but I don't get it.
I know that's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we do. That's us.
Amen. So now that the ministry within your family is growing, and you and your husband, and, you know, doing what you do, where do you see yourself in the next few years concerning what the Lord has given you to do?
Well, I definitely see me being able to complete this assignment, and God has already given me that promise, so I know that it will come to pass. I want to see us do some traveling, and I want to see us be able to to minister. I won't say worldwide right now. Hopefully that could be in the future. But you know, just to be able to travel and minister and song, and just, you know, be able to make some kingdom connections, and that's pretty much it for right now.
Amen. Well, oh my gosh, I just appreciate you. Thank you for, you know, taking the time to be here with me. It has been a blessing to hear from you and share. It's just amazing. Tell the people where they can listen to your music and where they can find you on social media.
Well, they can definitely find me on social media. We do have a Twitter account, and please forgive me. I cannot think of what it is at this moment. I typically meet and talk
I got
about
it. So I'll help you.
Okay.
It's twitter.com/
uh-huh.
Ms_Reece, R-E-E-C-I-E.
Bless you. They can find me on iTunes. They can find me on Amazon. You know, the single itself. So find me on Facebook. I'm just Clarice Gerald Hall on Facebook. And then I have a Miss Reece page, also a fan page on Facebook as well. And we're just sitting right here in this big old town of Raleigh, North Carolina, so just feel free to look us up.
Amen. And before you go, tell us about the family group that you had, the Gerald Singers. Tell us how that came about.
Oh, wow. So the Gerald Singers was a group that my late uncle, Leroy Gerald, actually created. And again, it was, I don't know, I might have been maybe 8 or 9 years old, but I guess really didn't realize that I could sing at the time, and he decided he wanted to make a group, and he included me in it and gave me a couple songs to sing, and it just kind of went from there. And like I said, this was our family group, so I did grow up singing with them up until, maybe my teenage years. That's really where I got my start. Honestly, that's how it all started for me. And we used to travel up and down the East Coast, you know, singing little quartet songs. And as a matter of fact, we used to sing every year with at the time he was Little Cedric and the Haley Singers, but we know him now as Casey from Jodeci. So
okay.
we actually grew up singing with them. It's amazing how I, you know, look back and it's like, wow, this is where I got my start. But yeah, we did. They were Little Cedric and the Haley Singers at the time. And we used to travel up and down the East Coast just, you know, singing for the Lord.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Oh my gosh, you've been such a breath of fresh air. Very kind, very generous, and just amazing. I appreciate you and your husband, you know, for him, you know, again, thinking of me and, you know, desiring the connection. So it is just a blessing. Keep us posted, you know, on the things that you're doing and events maybe coming up or something. We can always, you know, help advertise, you know, on various shows. So definitely keep me posted. Check your Facebook page because, you know, I'm always posting things. You can always listen in to other shows as well. And feel free when things start moving right along, you can come back and share and all that good stuff.
Sister Nancy, I want to say thank you for allowing my husband and I to be a part of your ministry today. We definitely pray many blessings on you and your ministry, and know that God truly has something in store for you and your future. And yes, we will be, and we will definitely stay tuned. And yes, this is the beginning of a kingdom connection. So I look forward to what God has for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I just have a quick question before you go.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have to leave right now? Like, do you have to get off? Because I have a request.
Uh-oh, you have a request. No,
I do.
I don't think I have to get off. No, I'm just driving.
I'll put you on the spot.
But
just give us a little something.
I'm being safe. I'm being safe.
Give us a little something. We want to hear your voice because you have a beautiful voice and your picture is so cute. Kind of like CeCe Winans a little bit. I was looking at your
picture. I wish. But thank you. Thank you so much. That's so kind. So kind. Oh, wow. Well, I do have my next single, which we are actually working on currently. It is titled I Believe. And again, it's just, you know, it's just a matter of ministry. You know, this song ministers to me because a lot of times, you know, along our way, you know, we look at the natural, but, you know, God works in the supernatural. And what I found out in writing this song is that we have to believe what God says, not what we truly believe what God says. And see, when God says it, that settles it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So just a little bit of that one. I believe all things are possible because I have faith, I believe in you. I believe one day I'll gain my crown if I stand my ground and believe. That's just a snippet of the chorus.
Oh, amen. Amen. have a beautiful voice. I love it.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Wow.
Thank you.
Beautiful. You are so welcome. Thank you again for being here with me. I appreciate you. Absolutely. Tell your husband I said hello, and God bless you. And I'm sure this link is for life, so you can share with anybody.
Awesome. I will be doing that. Yes, absolutely.
Share with anybody. Share with your family, your friends, ministry, and let them know that God's American Radio is just about giving opportunity to those who love the Lord to come and share their ministry on this ministry. Amen.
All right. Amen.
All right. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You are welcome. Amen. That has been a blessing. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman of God. We thank her for being here with us. It has been amazing. Studio audience, of course, you know how we do here on God's American Radio, that Jesus is our only agenda. And we thank you so much for tuning in again to another ministry encounter. And, you know, we always end with a song, something that just gives you hope for tomorrow, to know that Jesus Christ is everything in this lifetime. And we just want you to know that we are here doing what the Lord has called us to do in these last and evil days. We just appreciate you all for those listening. I've been looking and y'all been listening. I appreciate you so much. I mean, I've never been in this for the stats anyway, but thank you for those who have been going back. You can listen to any show that I've ever done from start to finish to watch the change, watch the growth, watch everything that's happened throughout the seasons of my life. Unfortunately, some things have not been great, but thank God I made it and I'm here back on God's American Radio doing what we do best, and that is giving God praise, allowing him to have his way. And we just thank you and appreciate you so much. Tell somebody else about God's American Radio. It is not just about what you do in ministry. It is about ministry itself and the relationship that we ought to have with Jesus Christ through God the Father. We thank you for everything that has happened and is going to happen. God is up to something. I was with the Lord earlier before I got on the show, and I tell you, God is about to do something mind-blowing, and I am in this season that I am receiving. I had posted on Facebook, I am putting out my water pots and anything else that can catch the rain, because God is about to blow our mind in this season. I know we see a lot of negativity, but there is something amazing. God is going to show his people, those who love him, those who rely on him. I tell you, if we just get God back on the page of everything that we do, everything that we stand for will live. And I thank you so much again for tuning in and being a blessing. So we're getting out of here, and we just want you to trust in the Lord.
With all your heart, and don't depend on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct. He will direct. He will direct your path. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.